In 2018, businesses in Bloomington's 10th Street Crosstown Shopping Center began clearing out in advance of a new development planned for the site. But that site is half empty now and shows no sign of new construction. A listener asked us about the project status, and City Limits reporter Sarah Vaughn has the story.
There was a time when Crosstown Shopping Center was a bustling place, home to many popular restaurants and shops over the years in side-by-side complexes. Popularity made parking challenging. That all changed in the fall of 2018. WS Property Group announced plans to redevelop the property for Indiana University into a multi-story mixed-use development housing both commercial space and offices. The multi-million dollar Crosstown Station project would have included a pedestrian walkway and outdoor seating. But now the shopping center is half the size it was, its eastern half a grassy, empty lot. Only Pizza X and Subway are operating in the building left standing. And you don't have to circle the parking lot waiting for a space to open up. Many Bloomingtonians are wondering what happened.
Really, the Crosstown Plaza is not anything that the university nor the IU Foundation is redeveloping at the current time. The university has long-term plans for that site. It exists in our master plan, but we have nothing on the short-term horizon.
That's Tom Morrison, Vice President for Capital Planning and Facilities at Indiana University. He says COVID was the project's undoing. He says in the initial months of the pandemic, students weren't on campus and revenues were down.
We had to look at right away, what are the things that we can do to make sure that we could be financially stable? And so there were a number of capital projects at the time that we put on hold. This was one of them.
The project is also a casualty of pandemic-induced changes in the university's operational life. Morrison says personnel from IU's financial services departments, who likely would have moved to the new Crosstown Station, now work remotely or have been accommodated in university properties elsewhere. Back in 2018, the plan was to bring the project to fruition in two stages, starting with the center's east side. Once the east building was finished, tenants in the west building could move to the new building and construction could begin on the west side of the property. Two businesses being positioned to make that move were Pizza X and Lenny's. Crosstown Shopping Center is Pizza X's original location, and it continues to operate there. But owner Jeff Meese estimates building a new Lenny's on the east side of the Crosstown property would have meant 3 years of demolition and construction, potentially creating confusion about whether Lenny's was still operating there. And parking would have been an even bigger mess.
So we're trying to look for a way that, I could say as a restaurant operator to a developer, you're going to bulldoze our old restaurant so you can build a nice new building. But we don't need a new restaurant. Really, our restaurant is working just fine.
Meese opted to relocate downtown to the former Finch's Brasserie and Roost on Kirkwood Avenue. It cost about $500,000, about half of what Meese estimates it would have cost to stay at Crosstown. When asked if he's been able to recoup the cost of the move, Meese says if you plugged all the numbers into an income statement, Lenny's probably wouldn't look like it's made any money, especially given the pandemic when it was temporarily closed.
Yeah, so these things take a long time. You know, you got to have the long view on restaurants in a small market like this.
Things have worked out though.
Arguably, now we're in the best restaurant location in Bloomington. I mean, it really just steps from the sample gates, and we have a nice wood-fired oven, and it's a great building, great location.
Parking, however, is still a challenge. IU's Morrison says need is the number one driver of capital projects, and right now the university doesn't need the Crosstown space. He says the university will continue renovation and rehabilitation projects, including the Ferguson International Building and the Collins Residence Hall renovation. But the current view of Crosstown is that there won't be much more than simple upkeep to the property. For WFIU News, I'm Sarah Vaughn.